Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Commanders getting ready for the Chiefs. We have heard from Dan Quinn today. We will hear from Marcus Mariota today as he gets ready to make the start. The team made it official. They ruled out Jaden Daniels formally and announced that Mariota gets the call against the Chiefs. Starting with that matchup, I think we can have a bigger conversation about the rest of this season now. Here's where I wanted to begin on the phone lines with you today, Danny. What is the ceiling and the floor the rest of the way? I'm thinking records, honestly. I'm looking for, you know, what you think the best case scenario is for them to finish. What is the worst case? How could this go excellent? What does that look like? How could this go terrible? What does that look like? But you're going into the gauntlet. You got three where you'll be pretty legit underdogs, I would imagine. Kansas City on the road, and then Seattle and Detroit at home. Seattle was the weakest of the three teams off of a bye with the extra rest. So we're all hoping they can win a game in that stretch. If they won two, that's a massive deal. But what is the best case, the worst case scenario the rest of the way?
Worst case, this could be a 6-11 team. If you don't win any of the next three, you're now staring down the barrel of 3-7.
Three so what's the seven. Math to get to 6-11 at that point?
Then you'd have to go 3-4, which
final is, seven would be twice against the Eagles, Dallas at home on Christmas, which, by the way, that game looked so much more fun.
Didn't it?
Before the last Dallas game that we just saw. You got the Giants, man, out of division, Vikings, Broncos, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
So I'm looking at one clock it win, as the kids say. Clock it. One of those.
Yes.
That's it.
So if you go 0-3 through this gauntlet here, which, by the way, is not crazy. A lot of good teams might go 0-3, right? I'm not talking about great teams. Great teams would win one or two of these games and find a way to compete. But if you're just okay, you could lose all three of these games to three of the five or six best teams that we have in the sport. You're 3-7. From then on, you could absolutely go 3-4. You win a game you're supposed to. You win one maybe you're not supposed to. You may be underdogs at Minnesota, who I think might be fighting for a playoff spot if McCarthy comes back. And that defense can be a pain in the butt.
Tonight could have something to do with that.
Indeed.
Thursday night football, they've got the Chargers this evening. But they need a win big time.
They do, 100%. So I think that's legitimately the worst case. I don't see this as a picking third type team. As bad as it's been, and it has been bad, with Samuel, with McLaurin, you know, Jaden Daniels being able to play at least some modicum of what he was last year, hopefully healthy for a decent amount of time. There's too much magic there. There's too much good for them to go, you know, worse than that, to go 2-8 down the stretch or something crazy and finish with 4 or 5 wins. I just don't see that. The bottom falling out to me is still just regular, hey, this didn't go according to the plan. This is bad. We can retool and be back and be frisky next year. The best case scenario to me is 9-8. That's a 6-4 mark down the stretch. Here's how I got there. You win one of the next three, okay? That's kind of what I'm banking, hoping for, counting on. You'll be underdogs in all three, and you should be, but you win one of those next three games, whether it's a revenge match that Detroit's so focused on revenge, you beat them, or Seattle doesn't travel east well, even though it's after a bye, something. You go 1-2 in the next few, so now that puts you at 4-6. You bank Miami. Hopefully, you get the Jets again. You split with Philadelphia. Dallas, maybe a revenge game, who knows? But you find a way to win some of these games where it's more coin toss, more 50-50. And I think you can end up with 6 right there and be 9-8.
Yeah, so 9-8 is absolutely on the table for me. My question is, can I find them a 10th win?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Which would mean 7-3 the rest of the way. I think that's very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. But if we're talking best case scenario, let's just say they only win one of the next three, because I think anything else is unrealistic. We're trying to be realistic about this.
Right.
Obviously, they could go on a five-game winning streak, and now everything looks way different.
Yeah, well, the best case is what? They have 10 games left? They're 10-0. That's exactly the best case. Like, come on. We're talking real
things.
All right,
things. So 1-2. Then you beat Miami 2-2. The Broncos just lost, almost lost, I should say, just nearly and should have lost to the Giants. Had no points through three quarters. That's a game at your place. It's not like you're going to Denver. They're very, very different on the road, I would imagine, too. So I'm going to say you find a way to win that game for my hypothetical of reasonable things that could happen. And now I've got you at 3-2 in your next five. Then you're at Minnesota for a pick 'em type game. You win that one, you're 4-2. Now I get you beat the Giants, 5-2. You lose to the Eagles, and you beat the Cowboys and beat the Eagles. You're splitting with Philly. I just found you your seven wins. That wasn't that crazy. Now, the hardest part is there's no letdown games there. You lose the games that you probably should. You win all the games that you should. And a bunch of the toss-ups. It's like election style where I say, all right, these are the states, your stronghold, where you have to win these states. And then you have to win every single state that's up for grabs. And if you do that, here's your map. You just got to 10-7. Here's the problem, though. As much of a stretch as it is to even get them there with what I just did, 10-7 probably doesn't get you in. Because you lose almost every tiebreaker, likely.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to get to 11-6. So already this season, we're at a point where they've probably got to go on a crazy run that doesn't look feasible on paper. Like, we've already reached that. And you're hoping to get a bunch of help. I guess it's possible at 10-7, if they get a ton of help, that it could work out. But at 1-4 in the NFC right now, with head-to-head losses to wildcard hopefuls, Green Bay, Chicago, Dallas, and Atlanta. As of this moment, Danny, 10 wins probably doesn't do it.
Yeah, you'd be Seattle from last year, outside looking in, losing a tiebreaker. So hear me out on this. If you're 1-2 over the next three games, if one of those wins is either Seattle or Detroit, okay, that's now you're not good in the NFC, but you're 2-5 in the NFC, right? You beat Minnesota, 3-5. Giants, 4-5. Philly, Dallas, and then Philly again. That's a possibility then of being 7-5.
You're saying running the table in the conference.
That's the best you could do.
With a sweep of the Eagles.
If that's the case. I don't believe that's going to happen. So call that 2 out of 3. That's 6-6. That's not as horrendous as they are right now, which
sure,
is obvious.
But two things. One, I don't think the path that you just laid out, while it's what we're doing in the exercise, is, I wouldn't consider that like plausible.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, but I'm saying if we're looking for realistic, you're saying here's what you've got to do. And yes, if they do that thing that you just said, even still, you just said 6-6. I don't think 6-6 in the NFC is a good tiebreaker metric. You probably still lose out there, don't you?
You probably would.
I wonder,
because if you get the 10 wins that way, where you lose all your remaining AFC games to, well, because that included Miami losing. Yeah, so, it's dire.
All right, looking at it last year, the 2024 conference standings. Who would have been the last team in, and what was their NFC record?
Yeah, Seattle was 10-7. I don't know what their NFC record is.
And they missed out by a tiebreaker. I'll bet you that team was over 500 that won the tiebreaker. I doubt they were 500 in the conference, but we could look that up. But That's kind of my point, though, as you look at this thing. So here's my other question, and we can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How many wins do you see on this schedule? Do you have more than one? I'm giving you the Miami game as a put that in pen, you're beating the Dolphins game. I know, any given Sunday, they could beat Washington. You could save your breath. I get it. I'm not saying that any game is a lock, but by the standards of they're probably going to win that game, as quirky as traveling to Madrid is, and it's not a real game in the States or anything. That's one that I'm going to put in pen and say you win that game. I'm not even willing to do that at the Giants. You never play well at the Meadowlands. They're a better team than they were in week one. I think Jackson Dart is a gigantic pain to defend. I don't have another game here. That if we're doing the Grant and Danny exercise of three different categories, Washington will win, Washington will lose, or toss up. I have one game in the Washington will win file. Doesn't mean they're not going to win another five, six, seven games, hopefully. But the other ones are either the toss-up category or the I don't like your chances category. That's the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Lions, whatever. Do you have any more than the Dolphins game in the Washington's going to win that game file?
No, unless something dramatic happens with an injury or a quarterback or something.
I mean, their schedule is brutal.
It's brutal. Yeah, you missed your window for the quote-unquote easier games. Just looked it up, by the way. Seattle, 6-6 last year in the NFC.
And missed.
There at 10-7.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it might have been head-to-head in there, too. But yeah, that tells you that a team that was 10-7 last year in the NFC, that didn't handle their head-to-head tiebreakers, and had a 500 record, which is, we're saying, kind of best-case scenario for Washington's outlook the rest of the way, didn't get in. The better chance they might have, oddly, is in the division.
Is the division.
Because you play the Eagles twice. Theoretically, you could beat them a couple times. That got a little bit harder looking, though, after the Eagles came out of their mini-bye, the Thursday night game against the Giants with a little extra rest, and got right on offense. That was the first time all season, in my opinion, that Eagles offense has looked scary, capable of moving the ball quickly or putting up big points, explosive in the passing game. That was the first time now in 7 weeks that they looked like that. And you go, uh-oh. They're a little bit of like a Chiefs NFC where there's this inevitability to them, where we like to bury them and say they're dead and done, but they really never are.
That's been my talking point about them for a while now, and you're starting to see it, to your point. Oh, that's right, A.J. Brown's incredible. Oh, that's right, Devontae Smith's incredible, too. And now that they got options, you got to cover that, and I bet you Saquon Barkley has a couple nicer weeks than he's had to this point. Yeah, but they got the Giants, then the bye week. They could very easily be 6-2. They got a pretty arduous schedule shortly after that, at Green Bay, Detroit, divisional game against Dallas, who gave them a good fight all the way back early in the season. But there's still a couple of gimmies in there, too. I mean, the Raiders, who knows how healthy the Chargers are going to be at that point. You could easily see Philadelphia being at 12, 13 wins again.
We talked about this a lot last week, but the chances of Washington making the playoffs had they have lost to the Cowboys, which ended up happening. You guys may remember the game on Sunday. They were going to go from being 56% likely to get into the playoffs with a win to something around, I think it was like 25%, 23% likely with a loss, which is where they are now. And I wonder what those numbers look like if you lose again to the Chiefs. Maybe they're down to 14% or something minuscule like that. But I bring this up to say you can figure out why it's so low when you start to do this exercise. And you start to do the math on wins plus tiebreakers. It's just not a good resume at this point. And really, the only thing they can do is string together a bunch of wins. No one's going to give me a chance to. And now you look up, and after you win four in a row, the math is very, very different. We just said you couldn't do it, and then you did. 2012, 2005, 2007, 2015. Like, we have seen this around these parts with flawed teams that get hot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.